Dialogue 1. Sissy Brown calls for Stan Tung, but has to leave a message with the office staff. Lois, a very competent administrative assistant, answers the phone and does a pretty good job.
Good morning, TransAsia Electronics. Lois speaking. How can I help you? Stan Tang, please. I'm sorry, Mr. Tang isn't in right now. Is there something I can help you with? I don't know. I'm calling to set up an appointment to see his new product line. Are you the right person to do that? Well, I'm afraid I can't help you with the product line. You need Stan for that. But I can take a message for Stan. May I have your name and number, please? I'll give your message to Stan as soon as he returns. My name is Sissy Brown, and my office number is 555-1234. Thank you, Miss Brown. And this is regarding the new product line? Yes, it is. What time do you expect him back? He wasn't sure about the exact time, but he said this afternoon after lunch. Is there a problem? I see. Well, I'll only be at this number until 3 p.m. After that, I'll be on the road. Is there a number he can reach you at after 3 p.m.? I'll give you my cell number. He can reach me there.
Dialogue 2. The dialogue is a continuation of the first.
Great. What is it? 555-2345. Okay. I'll tell him you'll be at that number after 3 p.m. Good. But only for an hour or so. I have a 4 o'clock meeting. I'll turn off my cell while I'm there. If he calls, then he should call my office to leave a message. All right. I'll note that he can call your cell between 3 and 4 p.m. Any other time he should call you at your office at 555-1234. Yes, you've got it. That's perfect. I'll put this message on his desk where he'll be sure to see it. Thank you. It's very important we meet as soon as possible. Anytime tomorrow would be good for me. I'm in the office all day. So if he misses you again and has an opening tomorrow, he can just leave a time he'll meet you at your office? Yes, that would be great. All right, I'll note that on the message too. Thank you.